This week is Donate Life Week. To find out more about this important topic and what it's all about is General Manager of Donate Life New South Wales. It's Danielle Fisher. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Now, tell us, what is Donate Life Week?
Donate Life Week is a national week to raise awareness across Australia about the importance of organ and tissue donation. And this year, our theme is the great registration rate, and we are encouraging as many Australians as possible to register their donation decision on the Australian Organ Donor Register at donatelife.gov.au.
Now, tell us the importance about donating organs and what we need to keep in mind when we are thinking about making that decision.
So it's really important that people consider what their wishes are around organ donation, and that's because organ donation can only happen in under special circumstances, and only about 2% of people who die in hospitals can become organ donors. We know that, you know, when someone's at end of life or they've passed away and their family's being asked to consider organ donation, that families feel much more comfortable about supporting organ donation, or in fact supporting their loved ones' wishes, if those wishes are documented as a registration on the Australian Organ Donor Register. So when that decision's on the Australian Organ Donor Register, 9 out of 10 families will support their loved ones' wishes. When they're not on the register, 4 out of 10 families will say yes to organ donation. And that means that we've lost a lot of opportunities. Mm.
Yeah, and as someone myself, I don't even second guess this. I know how much something like this can impact somebody else's life. And, you know, you may be losing a loved one, but you think about the family that is gaining their healthy loved one back. And I want to know, as someone who's on board this 110%, I don't even second guess it, what do you think is the biggest misconception when it comes to organ donation and why people might be hesitant?
There are a range of misconceptions around organ and tissue donation, and we found that, you know, 7 out of 10 Australians actually support organ and tissue donation, but they might just have a niggling concern and want to ask a question. People ask questions like, will doctors really try to save my life? Well, yes, of course they will. Nobody wants, you know, no health professional would sacrifice somebody's life in these sort of circumstances. And there is a number, there are two doctors who are involved in decisions around organ donation. However, the first priority is to save a person's life, and it's only when the person is at end of life that we even consider organ donation. So that's the first myth. Some people are worried that their religion doesn't support organ donation, and most religions do support organ donation as an act of charity and goodwill. And there are messages from major faith leaders in Australia on the Donate Life government website. Some of the other myths around their body being disfigured, and it's important that people know that organ donation is, it's a surgical procedure like all other surgical procedures, and it's done in a hospital operating theatre with the utmost of respect.
Danielle, has COVID impacted or any of this?
Yes, COVID has had an impact on organ donation. Initially, we didn't know what COVID was, as in the general health community didn't know what COVID was, so there was an abundance of caution in terms of ensuring that we didn't further transmit the COVID virus with transplantation. So donors or people who had COVID were not able to be organ donors. Secondly, the COVID pandemic initially played out in intensive care units largely, and during the donor workup and the end of life process, that is where potential organ donors are being cared for. So that coupled with flights being cancelled and less transfers between regional cities, etc., which has created some logistic problems, have been challenging. However, the organ donation and transplant sector is an extraordinary area of health that is resilient. It changes very quickly. It assesses risk and understand, you know, comes to understand the risks and the benefits. And I think that, you know, we've now almost bounced back, and we remain very hopeful that, you know, we have COVID in our stride. Mm. Having said that, there are 1,750 people on the transplant waiting list, and I'm really keen to encourage Australians to register their donation decision on the Australian Organ Donor Register.
Mm. Wow, incredible. It really puts things into perspective once you get a number behind that. And what are if someone has a medical condition, the drinker, smoker, are they allowed? And if people are listening and they think this is something they want to sign up, get involved with, how do people register?
Don't worry about your lifestyle or your medical conditions. Register your decision on the Australian Organ Donor Register at donatelife.gov.au. You be in the circumstance where you're being considered for organ donation, then the staff at the time will assess your suitability for organ donation. We always say, you never know who's waiting for a transplant. You never know how desperate that person may be, or how close to end of life that person may be. And it's really surprising the concerns that people have. And the standard one we all have a bit of a giggle about is that my kidneys would be no good, my liver would be no good, I drink too much. But, you know, that isn't the case. And every donor is assessed.
Yeah, so it's the great registration race for Donate Life Week, which is on this week. It's wrapping up Sunday the 31st, but that doesn't mean the conversation needs to stop.
No.
We need to continue this throughout the community and get everybody registered.
Yep, General Manager of Donate Life New South Wales, Danielle Fisher, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Abby and Riley, weekdays from 6 on Power FM.